Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss that today. But please welcome in place of the committee, Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
I mean, he's not here and he talks more about himself than anyone. His family is right now wishes he was at work. That's just my early prediction. All right, Lindsey, what do you have? Adam, get ready for this. This is a different Am I Wrong experience than Harrigan. Harrigan normally goes on for about 7 minutes leading up.
Oh.
Lindsey goes on for about 7 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, but we get better every time.
I didn't say those are bad.
I know. Yeah. It's a different experience.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it any worse, any better.
Something also you can say during a meal and sex. That was a different experience.
Sure.
That's very true. That's very true. Am I wrong? Am I wrong for thinking that we could save America's economy by a full rollout of Quick Trips? We worship convenience and efficiency. And I visited approximately 12 different Quick Trip locations this week. And I can testify that every damn muffin is the same.
Every muffin?
Every muffin. You want a chocolate, double chocolate chip muffin? It's going to be the same in Plymouth as it is in Menominee.
Okay, are you saying all the muffins at Quick Trip are the same?
They're the same.
Or every muffin everywhere is the same?
No, the Quick Trip muffins are the same.
There's consistency.
There's consistency, and that is important for me.
I do agree that in this, where we are, where we live, Quick Trip is at the top of the convenience store.
It's not even close.
It isn't close. In fact, Casey's, I used to put it, two Casey's has fallen.
You think Casey's has fallen? I saw the Casey's is pretty good.
Maybe it's the one that I go to.
Yeah.
Which is in disrepute often.
What's happened?
I don't know. It's just nobody's paying attention to that Casey's.
Yeah. Maybe side gig for you.
Yeah. But I'm told, the last time we discussed this, that there is a place called Buc-ee's.
Yes. I have been inundated.
Yes.
Ever since this came up.
Right. Buc-ee's. That there's a that we could have faced a Buc-ee's infiltration.
Yeah.
And
friends.
But we should have two decent options, though.
Are you done with Holiday? I've got a Holiday near me. Let's remember, your friend, your dinner companion, the last 7-8 years of his life was always trying to convince me we don't need to go out to dinner. I could pick up some sandwiches at Holiday.
Holiday.
And they're just...
Well, hot dogs are killer.
He would tell me...
Hot dogs are killer.
Yes.
The Diet Coke is inconsistent, though. So it's an automatic keep on driving.
As good as any meal in town. Buc-ee's. Have you experienced
Buc-ee's? I have not experienced Buc-ee's. That's not J-Lo around
Buc-ee's?
Here.
J-Lo, no Buc-ee's?
No.
I think it's more southern.
Florida thing, right?
I think it's more than just Florida.
Texas and Tennessee, really.
Yeah. But we're supposed to get a few, right?
I think so.
start with the Western Metro, shall we? I'm sick of only having one location to really go to and get out of my way.
I mean, how far out of your way do you go to a quick
trip? About 15 minutes at this point. Well, I'm going to your neck of the woods in Plymouth. That's where it's at. Everything else is in like the Northern Metro or the Eastern because it's obviously a Wisconsin company. But
J-Lo,
I would like Western.
Thoughts of driving 20 minutes out of your way for a different convenience store?
Not a fan.
What?
Not a fan.
Carter?
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
No.
The muffins, though. And they have foam cups. Not less styrofoam cups around here anymore. It's the one thing that I will burn.
I will make this stipulation. If there is something specific to that store that you crave.
How about a foam cup? Is that enough for 20 minutes?
Well, not a foam cup, no.
Yeah, no. That sounds like that.
They got some great muffs. Another thing that can be set on the table. Am I wrong for thinking that garlic knots are less of a commitment than breadsticks?
No, you're not 100% right.
Sometimes the size does matter.
Yeah.
Again,
at the table and the bed.
Yeah, dinner and sex.
Yes, because like you finish a whole breadstick, you're thinking, man. And I'm one of these guys, if I get a salad with a breadstick, I only eat half because I'm only going to eat half.
Breadsticks with a salad. God. That's not. Do you ever order like a side of breadsticks with your pizza order? I'm a Papa John's gal. They got unbelievable breadsticks.
Yeah, they're good.
Stop.
Come on.
All the pizza we have in this town, and you just declared yourself a Papa John's gal?
Consistency
really?
Is key. Yeah. Great crust.
Mediocre at best.
Mm-mm. Papa John's has got my number.
You nail it. The garlic knot is not. Even though you'll probably eat seven of
That's
them.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Equivalent to two breadsticks.
First of all, you've been exaggerating size for a long time. Okay. Also, what you can say, dinner and sex. No, a good breadstick is immensely better than the garlic knot.
Oh,
but sometimes it's too much
immensely.
Bread. As I can't believe I'm saying that, but you don't want to have like five leftover breadsticks. If you have one leftover garlic knot, you feel good about your consumption.
Yes. That's because they're smaller.
I know.
I mean, J-Lo, this is what I'm dealing with. I mean, if I eat the whole turkey, or I just eat a bit of what's left of the leftover.
See, this is the problem. It's lost on me because I haven't had a breadstick or a garlic knot or whatever you want to call it, truthfully, in about 22 years.
Okay, Tom Brady, what's wrong with you?
Because of my gluten allergy.
Oh, the worst of existence.
See, this is lost on me. Now, back in the day, back in college, before all this nonsense that I put myself through, I did used to crush some Papa John's back at Ames, Iowa, with the garlic butter.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
By the way, that's when you should be having Papa John's,
yes,
when you're drunk,
yes,
high,
yes,
broke, and in college.
Yeah.
Not when you are a semi-functioning psychopathic adult. Semi-functioning.
Adult. Adult-ish.
You're basically saying we should have graduated to flatbreads by now.
Flatbread's kind of overrated. Right. If you go to the flatbread.
What's the difference between a flatbread and a pizza?
Nothing. Now, if you go to the flatbread for your appetizer, you're kind of quitting, right?
It's just because you're a pretentious restaurant that doesn't want to have pizza on your menu, so you say flatbreads.
Yeah. Hi, we're the flatbread. Yeah. Of all the food allergies you wouldn't want to have, what are you offering up? J-Lo, gluten. I love bread.
Yes.
I love
I'll say this. I don't love my allergy, but it's gotten better over time, but it still sucks.
So do you still have occasional bread?
No. The bread community
is done with you.
There are enough options now that you can substitute.
Yeah.
Cauliflower.
Well, crust. Potato flour, rice flour, cauliflower, corn flour, tapioca, all that stuff. And there are bakeries in town.
Tapioca.
That,
really?
Tapioca flour. Yeah. It's very popular.
Yeah.
There are enough places in town, bakeries, that are open.
Yeah, they know. Right?
Yep.
They appeal. All right. What other, tell me a food allergy, 651-461-9226.
I love peanut butter. If I couldn't have peanut butter anymore.
It seems like the peanut allergy is so severe, I just wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I wouldn't, if I was lactose intolerant, unlike Jordan's son,
yeah.
I wouldn't miss milk.
Ice cream, though?
Is 2 gallons a week alone a lot?
Get ready for a really hot take. Okay. Ice cream is about 75th on the dessert.
You are terrible.
By the way, you can point to this, Mike, again. I'm also lactose intolerant. I've been lactose intolerant since birth.
Okay.
But that one I kind of ignore.
What else? What other joy? Are you sex intolerant? What are the main joys in life? Yes. What else are you missing out on?
Now I will say this. I basically ignore the lactose, except for straight milk. I do butter, I do cheese, I do ice cream, I do all that.
This is a curve. You're not lactose.
I am. Yes, I am.
I was talking about this with Royce. You probably were listening. Remember when he's out to dinner? And what do you do for a living? I'm a kamikaze pilot.
Yeah.
Hilarious. All right.
Or no, his grandfather was a kamikaze, but he survived. He was like, what?
That's it. Yeah. Right.
Well, then he wasn't a kamikaze pilot.
Right? Exactly. So good. All right. More of Am I Wrong with bonus group. I'm liking it. J-Lo, AC, Lindsay, and me right here on CCO.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, we're right in the middle of Dumber Than We Thought. Am I Wrong? Because Adam's in for Jason. So Adam's hanging here this hour. I'll hang with him next hour. Lindsay, jump back in with Am I Wrong? What is next? J-Lo's also here.
Yeah. Am I wrong for needing a quick lay-down session on a public museum bench if no one is around?
Am I wrong?
No. You can lay down there.
How long?
I chose not to do it, but ideally, I sat down for about 10 minutes. If I would have laid
and
down,
and
you're
laying, or
there
you're just...
There's a bench available. Yeah. Okay. I was taking in all the art and culture in Madison, Wisconsin, as one does. And my brain needed a minute. My brain needed a minute just to, like, chill out. And it's either that or I leave. So I'd rather just, like, take a break rather than leave and deal with that discomfort. And I really wanted to lay down on the bench, but I didn't. Mostly because I was being followed by the museum curators, the protectors. But I just, it didn't seem appropriate. But then why not?
I think if it's crowded, if there are a lot of people there, you can't take up a whole bench yourself. But if there's nobody around.
If there's young children or people Adam's age who need to sit down, that's very different. Is the museum curator's main role to keep the crowd flowing?
I think so, and to make sure that you're not encroaching on the taped off areas. There's a couple things where I wanted to get a cool picture just to get like the depth of the piece, and I wanted to get up and close, and I stepped over the line, and they let me know, and that's why they're there. And I said, the last thing I want to do is disrespect the art.
Are you automatically pompous if you're a museum curator? Is it required?
Oh, I don't think so.
And where else are you a curator? What other professions? Do we have a radio curator?
Well, you think of what happened.
You're an archivist, right? Is that a curator?
Yeah. That is.
That's exactly where I was going.
I don't think so. I don't think they're the same.
They're not the same?
You know what? I think they'd be offended that you compared them.
When we put together our 100-year thing, that was curated.
That was.
By an archivist.
Yes.
By an archivist. And did we win?
No. We did not win.
Just being nominated, that's an L.
Right.
Right?
Same thing.
That's an L.
Recognition.
Next year, I want to go. Next time, I mean... Lindsay Peterson keeps going, and we keep getting L's.
Yeah,
you know, and it
change it up.
The momentum we need, the juice in the room needs to be changed.
Yeah, and that counts as work when you go there.
I know.
You know,
What's next?
Wouldn't that be great if you charge for hours to go to their awards party? That would be great. This last one is a merging of me and my girl Trisha's idea. She sent it in to me. That's how vast the
list is. Do you have a committee also?
I have yes, a committee. It's a growing committee for accepting applications. Are we wrong for judging those who listen to their phone on loud in public / breaking the social etiquette of not being loud in waiting rooms?
Am I wrong?
They should lose their phone.
Absolutely. Disgusting behavior.
It's
I don't understand how anybody's like, this is a great place for me to be on speakerphone.
I don't get it either.
Grocery store, great place to be on speakerphone.
No.
Get some headphones.
The gym.
Support
somebody's
the economy.
Talking out loud.
Right?
Yeah, that's an awful one, too, when they're telling you, I'm on the elliptical!
Yeah. right, John, yeah.
I was in a situation recently where someone was sitting beside me at an establishment, let's say, and they weren't talking on their phone. There have been a couple people that have been talking on speakerphone on their phone at the same establishment, but also they were watching videos and just the volume turned way up, and I'm just like no. Oh, no.
Nope. Okay, where do we stand on this one? This is kind of a derivation. The folks who will never actually text, they talk to text constantly. It could be, yes.
Yes. Exclamation point.
Exactly. Or it could be like paragraphs, and you're like,
yeah.
Hey, Siri. The voice note, though, when you just send people your audio, that's great. Is there a limit on how long those can be? Because sometimes me and my friends, we'll send a 10-minute, just the decompress of the whole situation.
A 10-minute voice note?
Well, sometimes you got to get all the details. You don't want to interrupt the story.
If you only had the ability to actually talk to that person, you could go back and forth with them.
I know, but they got to work. What else are you going to do in the stall when you got 10 minutes to yourself?
This thing I'm holding my hand, I actually can reach out to them.
What?
Carter, do not take away the joy that I had freshman year in college when I was sitting next to my roommate and we were messaging each other over Instant Messenger. Come on. That was joy.
What was your AIM screen name?
I can't even remember. It's so long ago.
Stop it. Mine was One Gold Goalie. I still use it today. Seventh grade is very impactful on my technological footprint.
The food cheats makes sense now, doesn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever you...
That wasn't me.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
I can't go on... it's back.
I thought you were doing that so I wouldn't join you next
now
time.
Now I'm in... No, I was going to stay here.
Yeah, stay right there.
Yeah.
All right, hit the button. We're done. Adam's next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.